Hey everybody, it's your girl, it's Rima, and we are back today with another podcast. I'm super excited to talk about this. And also, it's raining outside in case you could hear it, but I kind of like the sound of the rain. So, you know, my window is a little bit cracked. You know, audio doesn't have to be perfect. It has to be good, but I'm not striving for perfection. And today I want to talk about I deleted my Instagram. So I didn't delete my account, but I did delete the app. So my app's been deleted for, I don't even know, definitely weeks. I don't want to say months yet. It might have been like a month or a month and a half already, but it's been some time and it feels really, really good. So, long story short, the reason why I initially deleted the app was I was scrolling on it. No, I was watching Instagram stories one day. And at this point, like a lot, most social media except YouTube. YouTube is my favorite. I like watch YouTube all the time. But at this point, like I wasn't really vibing with most social media sites except YouTube. And I was on Instagram story one day and I was watching someone's story from like, I probably met them like once at a networking event 5 years ago. And I was like, why do I know what's going on in their day-to-day lives? Like, I don't care what's going on in most people's day-to-day lives. Like, and not to sound shady, but if you're not within my close circle or my close friends, not only do I not need to keep up with your life, I don't know if that's even like healthy for our brains. So I just got to a point where I was like, I don't care about seeing most of these people. And I honestly don't think most of these people or some of these people need to keep up with my life. So I kind of went on an unfollow spree and then Instagram blocked me. They were like, you hit your limit for today. And I was like, there's a limit to unfollowing people? That's crazy. So I said, all right, I'm going to just delete that app. And it felt so good. My screen time went down so much. So currently the only thing I'm really on is YouTube. And I kind of treat YouTube like customized TVs. So it doesn't even feel like social media to me. But it also kind of made me think about growing in the darkness. Like, not growing so publicly in front of everyone. And I love to look at nature. So when you think about things growing, when you think about a seed, if you want to take your avocado seed from Trader Joe's, I've actually done this. I love to propagate plants and stuff, or like root plants and seed them. But you know, after it has that little root and you want to plant it and make sure it grows, you have to plant it in the dirt. You have to plant it in the darkness. You have to plant it in a space where no one can really see it. You know, the only things that could see it are, if you have a backyard, whatever lives in your dirt. But humans, we don't know what's going down there. That's a whole network of mycelium and all these other things. Like, we don't, that's not our space. We don't live in that space. And when you think about so many other things that have massive transformation, like this little seed that has potential to become a whole tree, an avocado could become a whole tree. I mean, not, you know, not the avocado I planted, because I planted one in my apartment and put it in a little tiny pot. But if this was the wild, or this was, you know, a tropical area, that little seed really has potential to become a whole tree and become a host that nurtures so many different living beings. So when it comes to that massive transformation, it doesn't always happen so publicly where everyone has their eyes on it all the time. When you think about a baby that came from, you know, sperm and egg, this little tiny thing that's just like 1 centimeter, and is about to grow into a whole 9-month-year-old baby that's about to become a whole human, a whole child, a whole toddler, a whole preteen, and then adult. That is a massive transformation happening, and it happens in the womb where you cannot see it. It is darkness in the womb. It is happening in a place of darkness. So me deleting Instagram was the beginning of me embracing transforming more in the darkness. And it feels really good because I think that's how it's been. That's how nature does it. It's natural. When we're transforming, but we're doing it in front of so many people. And of course, you can always transform and be witnessed by your community and your close circle. But when you're transforming and being witnessed by people who, you know, some of them might not really even care about you that much, or they're just like seeing you on their Instagram feed, I feel like that can almost mess up with your transformation, because transformation is so sacred. And another nature example, and this is probably like the biggest transformation example, but when you think about the caterpillar becoming the butterfly, like that caterpillar goes into a whole cocoon. The cocoon is not on Instagram stories being watched by people don't really care, people that don't really care about it. People might be like, "What? Why are they wasn't they a caterpillar before? Like, why are they in a cocoon, or why are they trying to change into a butterfly? Like, what are they doing?" And kind of interrupting that natural process that happens within the darkness. So this is something that was just kind of on my mind right now. And will I get Instagram back? I mean, there's a possibility I could get it back, but I have no desire to get it back right now, because I feel like I'm still kind of in this place of transformation, and my close friends are witnessing me through this, people I love, my family. But this isn't something that I want to go through in front of, you know, like hundreds of like people, and some of them are random and everyone don't even have the best intentions. Like, I'm good. I have no desire to. It also makes me think of this concept of something being sacred, which I don't know if it really exists that much within modern culture, or it doesn't exist on the level that it's probably existed in the past. Because when you think about history, and you might think of like an item, and I don't know, whatever your favorite culture is throughout history, you know, there were items that were sacred, and not many people had their eyes on these sacred items. Like, you really had to be just like one of the few people in the world who even got to look at this item, or look at, and it doesn't even have to be like a physical item, it can really be like anything. It could be a sacred part of nature, a sacred part of yourself, a sacred item. But it was sacred, and only very few people had access to it. And I think as I deepen my inner work journey and deepen, you know, just embracing all parts of myself, I'm feeling like there's parts of myself that are sacred that not everyone deserves to have access to. It, you know, it's not for everyone, and it's definitely not for Instagram stories. And there are parts of myself that I love to share, but there's also parts of myself that are very sacred, and I feel like my transformation is very sacred as well. So I'm trying to think of something that would be considered sacred in today's society, and like collectively, like most people will say, okay, yes, that's sacred, but I can't really think of anything. If you could think of something, maybe leave a review and be like, oh, in this episode I thought about that. But I can't, like, not many things are coming to mind. But I feel like when we look at history, it was more of a concept, where today I don't really know if it's as much of a concept. So yeah, this is, and since I did delete Instagram, a part of me is like, how am I going to promote the podcast? But I'm not really, you know, there's people there's people who have such successful creative businesses that like don't even have Instagram, or they don't even do, it doesn't have to be this traditional way of you have to promote on Instagram 3 times a week and then promote here and then promote here and then promote here. Because my podcast is all about being in alignment, and how can I speak about being in alignment if I'm not being in alignment with myself, and I'm forcing myself to post on Instagram when it doesn't even feel good to me? Like, that's cray. That don't make no sense. So I have to be in alignment with myself, and I have a feeling that when it comes to the In Alignment podcast and the Alignment Academy on YouTube and also my courses, I have a feeling Instagram is not going to play a strong role. And of course, I can change my mind, and you know, maybe I feel differently in the future. But right now, I'm like, I really don't think Instagram is going to be it for me, because I just don't feel good being on it, let alone like posting on it. It just feels, I don't know, it feels off. It feels, just doesn't feel great to me. So yeah, this is what's coming to me about what parts of you deserve to grow in the darkness. And again, when I say grow in the darkness, I don't mean complete isolation, but I mean what parts of you get to transform in front of your community, but not random folks on social media, you know? And what parts of you, or what items, or parts of your personality, I mean, it's endless. It's however you want to frame it, but what parts are sacred? Maybe your home is sacred, and you only let, oh, I know for me today, and trust me, I lived in New York for a long time. I used to host kickbacks. Like, I used to host rooftop parties and stuff sometimes. Like, that was my whole vibe. And I love to host. I love, 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 love to host. But today, I do not let anyone and everyone in my home. If I was having a kickback and I was telling all my friends to bring a friend, like, it would be because I trust these friends so much, and I know that their communities are so solid, that I would have no doubt that the people in my house would be people who feel in alignment to me. When it comes to like randoms and, you know, someone's cousin coming over, I'm good. No, thank you. Like, random people, I'm just not available for it. A lot of people are not allowed in my home. And even some people I like love, like I might love them. Maybe like it might be like a family member, for example, who I love. Sorry, family that I love, if y'all listening to this, but y'all know, some of y'all might know who y'all are. Like, a lot of them are so welcome to my home, but some of them are not, just because it wouldn't feel right bringing that type of, you know, that level of things that are just not in alignment to me within my home. So yes, what parts of your life are sacred? What are some things that you want to be sacred, where only a few people get to receive that, or get to lay eyes on it, or get to witness it? And what parts of you want to grow in the darkness, which is where the most massive transformation happens? Yes, so think about those a little bit. If this resonates with you, definitely subscribe. Make sure to follow me on YouTube and also sign up to stay updated within our community. I'm so excited for the community aspect of this. I have so many ideas, and I'm really just going to figure out ways where we can just connect on such a deeper, more personal level and all get to mingle with each other, because this is a great opportunity for us all to, you know, create friends who are in alignment with who we are. So yes, stay tuned for future episodes, and I hope everyone has a beautiful, amazing day.